A decade ago, community leaders around the country unveiled plans to end homelessness in 10 years. As we heard yesterday on this program, a rising tide of tents and makeshift shelters in the Seattle area is one example of how things haven't gone as planned. More than 500 families there sleep outside every night, even though shelters have empty beds. From member station KUOW in Seattle, John Ryan reports a system designed to connect homeless families with homes is log-jammed, leaving families on the streets.
If you have an emergency, you dial 911. If you find yourself in need of emergency food or shelter, you can dial 211, but help might not come very soon.
Good morning. Thank you for calling King County 211. This is Sabrina. How may I help you?
Sure. I can do a search for a shelter for women and children.
Okay. And you said right now that you are staying in your van. Is that right?
On a busy morning at Seattle's crisis clinic, specially trained operators like Alex Williams handle a flood of 211 calls.
We do try to stress that, unfortunately, because the need is so great, it isn't likely to be immediate, and it could be months even before they are placed in a shelter even. It can be frustrating and difficult to deliver that message.
211 connects callers across the country to all sorts of services. In the Seattle area, it's also the front door for a program called the Family Housing Connection. Under that program, homeless families typically wait more than 6 months before they land a spot in some kind of low-income housing. Nationwide, the need for shelter dwarfs what governments and charities have been able to provide for the homeless. That gap is worsened in the Seattle area by the bottleneck of the Family Housing Connection. Capricia Alfred is stuck in that bottleneck.
I'm staying in a night shelter, been there since July. Yeah, since July.
I met Alfred and some other homeless moms at a day shelter called Mary's Place. Before getting into a shelter, Alfred and her son had spent about 9 months couch surfing and staying in her car.
And I was also going to school and trying to at least keep life somewhat normal.
The Family Housing Connection is a centerpiece of King County's plan to end homelessness. It's a centralized way for homeless families like Alfred's to get help. They just make a phone call to 211, and the Family Housing Connection takes over from there.
And they put you in a database, and they say, well, if someone is looking for you or someone like you, then we'll call you. And it's like, okay, so what do I do till then? You know, the concept was probably, you know, meant well, but it doesn't work.
Homeless families often have what are called barriers to getting housing. Could be anything from a criminal record to poor mental health. And each shelter or housing program has its own criteria for deciding who qualifies to live there. Jennifer Cicardini and her kids have been homeless since June. She says she's been turned down for housing because she lost her kids' social security cards after they all lost their home. She's trying to replace the cards.
I'm on a lot of different wait lists throughout Washington. Some of those wait lists are years long, I know that.
Mama.
Okay, I gotta finish doing this, okay? You know, it's a struggle, but there is places and resources out there that are willing to help. You just gotta kinda go out there and find it.
Most Seattle area shelters don't let families just show up or call to get in that night, even if the shelter has empty beds. That's unlike emergency shelters for single people. Family shelters in King County have up to 20% of their apartment-like units empty each night, and not for lack of demand.
Of course not. We have 500 homeless families on the streets, and we have vacant shelter beds.
Sharon Lee is head of Seattle's Low-Income Housing Institute.
You're waiting, waiting, waiting. So how is this an emergency crisis response to homelessness?
Managers of family shelters say some vacancies are inevitable, but they say the Family Housing Connection makes the problem worse. The officials who created the program say the long wait for shelter predates their three-year-old system. But they acknowledge it's not working well, and they're trying to fix it.
Good morning. Thank you for calling King County 211. My name is Jason. How can I help you today?
King County was one of the first communities to create a central portal for homeless services. Now they're a federal requirement. Other communities are struggling to set up or reboot their programs. The Obama administration expects to issue new regulations this summer on how to serve the homeless more effectively. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.